This radio show includes loud, sudden noises and some adult situations. Please listen responsibly. We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 22. Our doubts are traitors.
Part 1 of 3.
I don't care who he is or where he came from, I'm not keeping an eye on him.
You're not gonna have much choice. So you better get in there and swap out with Kelly. You got it?
Oh God, what now?
You're on guard duty next, Steven.
Find someone else or give me another job, because I'm not doing it.
What's the problem this time?
This guy won't pull guard duty.
Kelly's been on it for 6 hours already. We all do it. I was there last night.
I have no problem watching the monitors, but I have to keep an eye on him too?
He's quiet. He just sits there and reads his books.
Am I the only one with any sense around here? The second the Maulers disappear, this guy just happens to arrive on our doorstep.
Sure, come on in. Make yourself at home.
We have no proof he's one of them.
There's no proof he's not.
Well, why do you think we're keeping an eye on him?
I don't feel comfortable doing my job with him in there.
We have any other jobs around here Steven can do?
You're caving.
No. I don't trust him to keep an eye on Pippin.
I'm totally okay with that.
Yeah, of course you are.
I'm not trying to cause more problems, but I don't like the guy. He creeps me out.
Well, I guess we could have him relieve Dot to clearing off the roof.
Works for me.
Go on up and tell Dot 2 to come down.
All right.
You keep this up, we're not going to have anyone on guard duty. Peck skipped out and now him.
I didn't want her in there.
Well, make up your mind. Lock him up or let him go. Which is it going to be? Think you can keep him in there forever?
What would you do?
Wait till he heals and then kick him to the curb. If we can't trust him now, will we ever? Plus, that's one more space on the helicopter.
I know. I haven't made up my mind yet. We still have time.
I don't know what everybody's been complaining about. I mean, look, the Omen is quiet. He doesn't bother nobody. Hell, I prefer him to a few others here.
Yeah, he has been all right, but that's what bothers me. Hey, and on a personal note, you might want to go lighter on the cologne.
We got water limits. I'm just trying to deal with it. If we get attacked, it just might buy me a few extra seconds. You might want to consider using some.
I think I'll pass.
Your choice.
Oh, they have this Yorkshire blue cheese salad with mutton. It comes with this amazing venison suet pudding. Oh, it's one of the best places to eat in England. Well, I guess, if it's still there.
Sounds really amazing.
Getting familiar?
She was a bit more open to talk. Didn't think it'd be a problem.
Yeah, she'll talk your ear off.
Is it a problem? I can stop.
No, it's fine.
Michael, you're on again?
No, not this time. We're getting someone else.
Well, I hope my next sitter is as wonderful as you've been, Kelly.
Well, she was supposed to be watching the screens, not gabbing it up with this guy.
I had an eye and an ear on them the entire time.
Yeah, sure you did. Wait, ear? Since when do we have headsets?
Datu made it so we can hear what's going on at different spots, too, for Hope.
That way she can help out.
Isn't that a little excessive?
I don't think so. Everyone needs a purpose.
I mean, you're still going to have someone with her watching.
Yeah, speaking of which, I am wondering what your plan, surrounding me might be. Am I to be chained to the wall for the rest of my life, or have you come to your senses?
I thought you were just happy to be safe.
I am. Don't get me wrong. I just thought you might need some help. Everyone seems to be running around lately, and, well, many hands make light work. So whatever you need, I won't complain.
We'll think about it. What'd you do before this again?
Salesman.
Useless.
I have other talents, too. If you gave me the chance, I won't shy away from hard labor.
Well, the best you can do is sit tight for a little while.
Oh, hey. Oh, it's crowded in here.
Hello. I was just leaving.
What, no Datu?
No, he's downstairs. He's preparing the tools for... you know. I was helping clear the rooftop, so they grabbed Hope and I...
Oh, yeah, he's doing that thing, right. I forgot about that. So you brought her too?
Datu wanted me to keep an eye on her.
And who might you be?
Hope?
There's no need to talk to him, dear, all right? We're just here to watch and listen. We have to focus on the safety of the tower. This is very serious.
Oh, you're going to be one of those sort.
That's his choice. Just relax and read your books.
Wonderful. Going to need another one soon.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Hey, this is Blue Jay and Rob, and we're gonna go take a look at that other area.
This is Toucan. Got it. Thanks for checking in.
Who the hell is that?
Jacob and James. They don't really do anything around here normally, so I sent them out to find another thing.
Well, keep me posted, all right?
We see or hear anything, we'll let you know.
Last night we slept inside a plane by one of the terminals. It wasn't pleasant, but I figured it was just one night. Datu and Kalani were going to meet up with us sometime this morning to start patching up the helicopter. They didn't say much over the radio, but they were sure taking their sweet-ass time getting here. There was only so much I could do in an airport. I got a little bored, so I started fiddling with a pet project. Saul, when he wasn't napping in the back of the Hummer, paced around finding new rocks to kick.
Go somewhere and come back, all right? They'll radio when they get close. There's a little duty-free back at the main terminal. Or, hell, we should have just checked out that explosion.
That's too far. We're supposed to wait here and keep an eye on the chopper. So that's what we're doing.
It's not going anywhere, and it may not be able to go anywhere either. Does Michael think we'll just wander off and not come back?
Maybe. I think he might be more concerned about you doing something rash.
Yeah, well, he's got a right to be worried. We're wasting time here.
Yeah, not if you want to search from the sky, we're not. Now just sit tight. Play with your little Game Boy thing.
Game Boy? How old are you? And it ran out of batteries.
Well, and it's your fault.
Maybe I can help you out. What are you working on?
You just stay right where you're at. Got it?
Can't I just see?
Just stay where you are. I don't need your distraction.
Fine.
Ow! All right. On second thought, I might need your help.
Why should I?
Just get over here. Damn wire braid went under my nail.
What in the hell are you doing with that? You rigging C4?
No. Nothing like that yet. I just need you to strip the wire there from the walkie-talkie and tie it under the battery.
Why can't you?
Having a hard time getting the damn thing on there and to make it stay.
You sick now?
No, just do it, all right?
Is this shit gonna blow up on me? Is that why you had me standing over there?
Well, no. Not anymore. I disconnected it. Just get it attached, all right?
You're crazy, you know that.
Nice. Perfect. Make it look easy.
Well, it was. Maybe you could have been done with this thing a while ago if you just bit down and asked for help.
Well, I didn't really know what I was doing at first. Wouldn't have done me much good.
And you do now?
Watch. Hold this walkie, all right? And don't you dare push it.
Why?
Well, then you might have to drive home by yourself.
You said it wasn't connected to C4.
It's not. Just stay there.
Then what the hell are you messing with?
I want to try something.
Do you have any idea what you're doing?
20%, but it's a good 20%. Now, here, get around the corner here.
That's not what I think it was it?
Here goes. Oh, come on!
All right, well, see, it's a good thing it didn't go off because, you know, no matter what it is, it'd be...
Oh, wait. I was on the wrong channel.
Loud?
Hey, it worked!
Damn it, Bert.
Sweet. I think the other walkie's still in one piece, too. I can use it again.
Why the hell did you do that?
Oh, come on. It was just a blasting cap. I got a bunch of those, and it wasn't that loud. See? Listen. Nothing. They don't seem to come around anymore.
They don't?
Nah, not since the fire. We've seen more than 5 or 6 at a time. They're still here and there, but a lot more sparse.
And you don't find that a little odd?
Yes, I do, but what do you want me to do about it? I doubt if any were just hanging around the tarmac. Close enough to hear that.
Wrong again. Here, take it down.
All right, we got time. Just grab the silence pistol. I don't want to draw any more attention.
Oh, now you care, huh?
Hey, hurry up. Come on, he's still heading toward us.
I can't find it.
It's in there. Just grab it.
It's not. Just shoot it.
Fine.
Good. Now we can go back to the... You missed?
I won't.
Bert, seriously.
Come on, I'll get it this time.
Come on.
Got him.
In the leg. You just stay right here. I'll take care of it. Come on, man. If I wanted to waste several bullets, I would have done it myself.
Sorry.
You all right? Is the rifle zeroed for someone else? What's the problem? It's broken?
No, it's fine.
So what's the problem?
I'm fine. I just had a hard time focusing, that's all.
What, like glasses or... Bert, let me see your hand.
No.
Come on, let me see it. Having a hard time holding still? You have any caffeine? Shot of espresso? What?
Shut up, all right? I'm fine. It's nothing.
The wire, too. Isn't looking like nothing.
Don't worry about it.
What are you taking? What is that?
I'm just having a little trouble, all right? I can still do this.
If you're starting to lose it, I should know, all right? You get checked out by my mom? She give you those pills?
Nah, I've had these. It'll go away just like before. Just takes a little time.
Not the first time you stopped firing on all cylinders?
Last time I try and tell you anything.
Sorry, okay. I'm serious. What happened last time? Come on, I'm just trying to help. Why'd you already have the pills? Okay, what happened the first time?
Surely happened. Do you really want to hear this? Because, you know, are you bullshitting me?
I seriously want to know.
You smarmy little bastard, I hope you really want to hear this. All right. It happened back when she left me. Back in the day, I used to be into competitions, you know, quick draw, long distance, you name it. I shot it all. After she died, well, same thing happened, you know, I just couldn't do it anymore. I had to stop.
The shakes went away eventually, right? How long did it take to go away?
I don't know. When'd you pick me up?
That long? It took that long?
Well, some things stay with you longer than you want them to.
I'm just trying to figure this out. So, it stopped when all hell broke loose. But when did it start up again? I mean, you've been good for a while.
Right before I sent that slug into you and... Tommy. We've all been paying for that mistake for a long time now.
It wasn't your fault. If anyone should be mad about it, it'd be me. But if you hadn't, my mom would still be in that shithole down south. Okay, it worked out all right the way it did.
Not for Tommy and not for Lizzie.
Raven, this is Albatross the Parrot coming towards you.
Sorry.
Hey, Albatross. It's about damn time. We're waiting. Check with Broken Wing. Make sure you give him an all good for Raven and Penguin.
Just tell him yourself. They can hear you. We're already on our way.
That's my call sign? Penguin?
Well, it could have been worse. But you were in bed for a long time, and I didn't think you were getting up anytime soon. Hey, say, speaking of time...
Yeah. I gotta turn on the IV drip.
There, it's flowing. All right. Nest, did you copy that? Nest!
They're not responding. You want us to turn around and check it out?
And wait here longer? Is he serious?
No, keep on coming. They might have some power issues or something simple. But we'll try again, you know, later.
Copy that. Out.
Nothing from the tower?
What the hell is going on?
A
Okay, this knob right here, see, that adjusts the volume from the mic out front. And this one right there, yeah, that does the same for the camera out back.
Okay.
Go ahead and turn one or the other up and try it out.
That's it?
That's it. Just listen for anything peculiar. You just hear any engines or gunshots, just let me know.
Got it.
you know, I could very easily help whomever's on duty, too. They can watch the monitors. I can help with the audio. What do you say?
I say we have it covered.
All right. I keep waiting for that moment when you realize that I could have been helping this whole time.
Just read your book, okay? Let us do our job.
Have it your way.
Now, Hope, if there's something that...
Problem?
What?
Where? Burt's Armory!
Angel?
He ran out, love.
I know.
It relax. I'm sure it's nothing, all right? He'll be back in a minute. It's you. No. No! No! Please! I...
What? What? Pippin! Hello? Don't shoot! Please don't shoot!
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Download the podcast for free on iTunes and Zune. Keyword, We're Alive. To find out more or purchase the complete first season of We're Alive, go to www.zombiepodcast.com. Starring Jim Gleason, Shane Salk, Nate Gies, Kevin Flood, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Scott Marvin, Otto Sturck, Richard Tatum, Tammy Klein, Jenna McCombie, I'm Michael Swan, edited by Shane Salk, and Casey Whalen. This chapter was written by Casey Whalen, composers Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. We're Alive was created and produced by Shane Salk and Casey Whalen, zombie intern Grayson Stone. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com. This has been a Modern Myth production.